Broadcasting from London, England to Europe and around the world.
Your music moved me.
Nothing like a good movie.
On the World Wide Web. AR. FM.
Hi, this is Roger Daltrey.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hi, this is Jon Bon Jovi.
This is Jeff Heath from Tesla.
This is Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue.
When you've gotta rock, ARFM.
The music of Synth NL will feature on the first hour of this week's Sunday Synth. You'll be hearing tracks from the albums Aerodynamics and Atmosphere. I'll also be chatting with Synth NL creator Michelle Van Osenbruggen and finding out a little of the background to the music. So this is Sunday Synth with your host, Bruce Gaw. Downforce from Synth NL's debut album Aerodynamics. And earlier I spoke to Michel and I began by asking him about his musical beginnings.
Well, I did take 1 year of organ lessons when I was about 10, but I didn't really like it back then, so I quit. I still can't read notes, and what I didn't like back then was that the fact that I had to play other people's music, and I rather made my own, but well, I never really got to that. And then in 1990 or so, I started collecting synthesizers more from the electronics background I have. I was fascinated by the fact that you could make sounds with electronics, and that was actually the first time I thought it was useful what I was studying. So and from there I started, well, looking into different techniques to generate sound, and bought new synths and tried to investigate how they worked. But I never really got to producing music until end of 2005. I was home because of a burnout. I guess I worked a bit too much. And well, then I just started to play some melodies and started recording some stuff. I you talk about talent, but I don't know. I just do what I think feels right and sounds right. And when I record a bass melody and I play it back, I just hear in my head where it's supposed to go. And usually when I play a track, I have this kind of image in my mind that just, well, brings up a melody for me. And I heard some wise man say once that, well, all music is in the air and you just have to adjust your receiver to it to get it from the air. And then basically that's what it sounds like, what it feels like for me. So it just comes, and I play what I think is right, and I keep enjoying that, and I'm getting a bit better at it, so it's getting more fun actually every day I play.
So let's touch on the beginnings of Aerodynamics. I believe due to a layoff from your day job, as it were, you decided it was time to pursue your dream of releasing an album, that album being Aerodynamics. How did the meeting with Ron Boats happen, which of course led to you signing with Groove Unlimited? Had Ron heard your music before? And what a great opportunity that must have been for you, Michel, as Groove is one of the top labels in Europe specialising in EM. How did you feel about that?
Well, I actually didn't know that Groove was such a big label, and my meeting with Ron was quite coincidental. When I started in 2005 to see how I should produce a track, I looked on the internet and found some websites that were very useful for me, and one of them was a Dutch website called synthforum.nl. And it's basically a website with a lot of synthesizer enthusiasts. And once or twice a year, they organize a meeting, and everybody goes there and brings their favorite synths. And well, there's a lot of stuff to learn there as well. And since I was new, I decided to organize such a meeting with a friend together. And that's where I met Ron for the first time. And we talked a bit about music. And I told him that I was, well, working on a CD, and then I was making, well, synthesizer music. And he was quite interested, but well, we didn't really go into that further. And then later in time, I bought a synthesizer through that same forum, and it turned out to be from Ron. And I picked it up in the studio, and, well, we talked some more about my music. And Ron asked me if I brought something for him to listen to, and... Well, actually, I did not. So, well, fortunately, I have everything on my server, and I downloaded some tracks, and he listened to him, and he was quite enthusiastic right away. So, he offered me to release it on the Groove label, and of course, I was honored, and we came to an agreement quite quickly. And and then later, I found out that it was actually... Well, quite unique that they signed me, but I'm still very happy until today with them, and I hope we will be releasing a lot of nice stuff the coming years together.
So let's hear some more music from the album Aerodynamics, beginning with this one called Drag. Hypnotic music there. That's Stall and Drag, two titles from Synth NL's Aerodynamics. So it's time for a break, but I'll be back very shortly with more from The Shell. This is Sunday Synth on ARFM.
We don't think that classic rock ended in 1974.
Rock and roll don't come from your brain, it comes from your crotch.
ARFM.
There's a very strong link when you see the track titles on the album with the likes of Downforce, Supersonic, Drag and Turbulence. The theme behind Aerodynamics is very interesting, Michelle. It all came about apparently during your military service. Give us a little bit more detail on that.
Well, I served in the Air Force for about a year, quite involuntary, by the way. Back then, well, we just had to go in for 1 year. And well, I was lucky enough to go to the Air Force because of my electronics background, and I was assigned to well, doing maintenance on the F-16 fighter plane, and well, it was quite interesting. But before we got to work on those planes, we had quite some education. I think from the 12 months that I served, about 6 months was education, and well, one of the things I enjoyed a lot was the aerodynamics classes because well, of my love for race cars, and of course race cars and aerodynamics has a lot to do with one another. And well, later on I also got very interested in airplanes and flying, and well, from that came the idea when I was working on my first album. I wanted to do something personal, and I have a mobile recorder that I take with me a lot, and I do visit a lot of races, and I go to air shows and stuff, and well, I had this quite big library of race sounds and plane sounds and also wind and whatever was suitable for that album. So I started basically with that sounds and that idea, and from there it just became quite of well, some kind of a journey. And well, with every track, the nice thing is I have a good memory because I exactly know where the sounds were taken from. And I hear that people like that idea of the concept behind that album as well, and I try to spend also some time to explain to people what it's about, and well, I get very positive feedback on that. So it's just the way I like to do, more like a story than just some plain music.
And so with some of those plain sound effects that Michelle spoke of, this is Falcon from Aerodynamics. And so, hot on the heels of Aerodynamics came your second CD, Atmosphere, almost exactly a year later, and another album based around a theme. Do you find it easy writing music with a concept feel to it? I guess for music to have a real feel, then you, the composer, must have some sort of affinity with the subject.
Yeah, the concept does help, of course, in that, but it starts with the way I feel. I mean, in essence, the music I play is a reflection of my emotions at that moment, and from that emotions I look for a certain picture that well, makes me happy, like with Aerodynamics, or gets me more at ease, like I have with the weather phenomena that the Atmosphere album is more about. And with these images in my head, a certain melody comes out, and that's the basis for the music. And as I said before, I like it to be a journey, and you should listen to the albums, in my opinion, from beginning to start, because it tells a story from beginning to start, and the loose tracks in itself can be nice, but I think they fit better in the whole concept. So it's just the way that I like to experience music myself as well, and that's the way I try to bring it in my own albums to the people. And I hope that they get the same feeling, and they also see the same images. And for that, I would love to do some visuals with it someday, and maybe emphasize even more the vision that I have with the music at that moment. That's maybe for the future. For now, I stick to audio only. But I do have plans for some more work with video as well. And I'd love to do also music for documentaries or movies in that sense.
So this is the title track from SynthNL's latest album, Atmosphere. You're listening to Sunday Synth on ARFM, where we are speaking to Michelle Van Oostenbruggen of Synth NL. Now, Michelle, I believe you have some ongoing projects. Can you give the listeners an idea of what they can hear from Synth NL in the near future?
Well, I'm always working on several projects at the time. I just finished a single track that was for a sampler CD that will be released in August. It will be a track that's specially made for that album, and so it's not going to be on any of my own albums. I did something like that before with the Synthology track that I made for the Analogy Tree album of Groove Unlimited. I can't tell you much more yet because they want to keep it a surprise, but keep track of my blog, and as soon as I'm allowed to tell, I will let you know where to get it. I'm also working on a very nice project where I'm making some music for a planetarium show. I was quite honored that I was asked for that. I think that these space images that they use perfectly fit my music, and I'm making a new music for that, and this time the images that I make the music to are not my own visions, but I basically get them, and I can relate it to them very well, so it's something that I enjoy doing. It will be a short portion of a planetarium show. Only 50 minutes will be filled with my music, but for me, it's a nice thing to do, and also a first time to do something like that. So, besides that, I'm also working on a new album. I announced before on my website as well that I'm going to do a new concept album called Oceanography, and that will be a journey through the Earth's oceans together with the big animals living in there, like whales and dolphins and the sharks and sea turtles. And I have some exciting news about that project as well, because I talked to the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, and we actually agreed to cooperate in this project, and they are officially endorsing it, and part of the revenue that I will make from that album will also go to the World Wildlife Fund. And I'm really excited about that, and I also try to go a bit further again than I did with Atmosphere, but I think the album will be a very good follow-up, and I will hopefully even be a bit better, of course, but that's up to the listeners to decide. It will be released the 17th of October, again on the eLife Festival that Groove Unlimited organizes every year. And I'm working hard on that at the moment, so I have enough to do. I'm not very bored at the moment.
No, it certainly sounds as though you have more than enough on your plate at the moment, sir. Okay, taking us up to the next break this morning on Sunday Synth, this one is called Alto Stratus.
FM.
May I just say that you rock?
The station that gives you all the rock you crave. AR-FM.
Hi, this is Michel from Synth.nl, and you're listening to Sunday Synth on AR-FM.
Michel, I believe you fulfilled a wish of yours by meeting Jean-Michel Jarre in May at a show in Amsterdam. I've been looking at the photos on your site. It looked like a great show. That must have been a moment to remember for you.
Well, I have been a fan of the music of Jean-Michel Jarre for a long time, and you certainly hear some influences of his music in my music, of course. The first synthesizer album I heard was Oxygen a long time ago, and I instantly loved that sound. And it was also, for me, one of the first things that motivated me to go and buy my first synthesizer. And yes, in my music you will hear, well, a lot of influences from his older work, of course. And yeah, well, I was hoping that I could meet this man someday, but, well, it seemed like a dream or a wish that would probably never be fulfilled. And then suddenly he came to Amsterdam to perform for a concert, and I got the opportunity to meet him, and I was very excited about that. And first, of course, we went to the concert, which was very good, by the way. I think it was one of his best concerts that I've seen so far. And after the concert, we went backstage, and we had to wait for a little while. And then when he finally came in, I of course didn't really know what to say. just like you said, I hope I spoke a bit English, but I can't really remember all the things that we talked about, but I do remember the first thing his manager said when he came in is that we only had 4 minutes, and I thought, oh, that's short, but luckily he stayed way longer than that. And of course I thanked him for the concert, and we talked a bit about his music and how he influenced me. And I also offered him my CD and asked him if he could promise me to listen to it, and he did, so I hope he keeps this promise, and then that I will ever hear from him, that would be a big honor. But even knowing that he has my music is like a wish come true for me.
Yeah, could you imagine one night J&J sitting in a home wondering, what am I going to play tonight? I think I'll put on some Synth.nl. You never know, do you? This is what he could be listening to. This one is called Cumulonimbus. And so to the future, Michelle. I believe you're in the process of building a new studio. Is it up and running yet? And, of course, you seem to have an amazing collection of keyboards there, looking at your website. And, of course, there is a new album to come, maybe later this year, I think, and some other projects that may surprise some listeners, namely the classical project. So can you tell us a little bit more about future releases?
The construction of the studio is finished. I'm actually sitting in it right now talking to you. And I'm also producing music already in the new studio. So most equipment is in place. The most important stuff is also hooked up and operational. But as you said, I have a large collection of synthesizers and I don't have them connected all at this moment, but I'm still working on that. But it's no rush. The machines that I use the most are connected and so I can work. And the rest is more, well, a collection. But I tend to like to have everything connected and working and at my disposal when I want to use it. So I'm still working on that. Well, I'm bursting with ideas and there's a lot of stuff I'm working on at the moment. But I need to prioritize and do some planning, and the first things that will come will be the sampler CD that I mentioned before that will come in August, and after that in October the new concept album, so that's for sure, if nothing strange happens, of course. But and after that I'm working on as you said, the classical project, which is something completely different. It's kind of a study project for me. I started analyzing some famous classical pieces that I like, and there are some pieces from Vivaldi. I like the Four Seasons, for example, and I took some pieces from that and made it into, well, a synth.nl version, only with synthesizers, and I did a bit of my own thing with it, so I'm sure some people will love it, and maybe some people won't like it when they're, well, very strict into classical music, but it's a fun project and very learnful for me, so I'm enjoying that, and as far as it looks now, that will be the thing that I will be working on after Oceanography is released. And then there's also another project that I mentioned before, that's called the Apollo Project, and that will be about the NASA space missions that went to the moon by the time that I was born, and that was in 1969, and of course everybody knows that was the year that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, and I also felt very connected to that moment, so I'm also working on a project about that. And well, then there's lots more to come, but I can't do everything at the same time, so I'm just trying to do one thing at a time and see where it goes from there.
That's brilliant, Michelle. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure and a real privilege to speak to you, and I wish you success with the many, many projects you seem to have ongoing. And I'm certainly looking forward to hearing the new album when it is released later this year. And also hearing that classical project sounds very, very interesting. So I know you all know what to do, but just in case, if you're interested in finding out some more about Michelle's music, then you can log on to the site allaws.synth.nl. Very simple. And I'll finish this first hour with Nimble Stratus from Atmosphere from SynthNL. On the next hour of today's programme, you can hear Steve Roach, Rainbow Serpent, Craig Padilla, Ion Hemisphere, and the Hyperion Circle. So this is Sunday Synth on ARFM.
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
ARFM.
Baby, you're so hot.
ARFM.
Yeah!